What's up, y'all? We have just started the month of April, which means it is officially Financial Literacy Month, and we will be celebrating all month. In order to celebrate, we aren't just going to pop some balloons, throw around some cash. We're going to get into our bag and throw out some free game financially. Moving forward, ET, myself, we're going to be dropping a blueprint that we've created with our friends from ARK Invest to get your game on track and not your wig pushed back.
Forward.
This is Andre Iguodala.
This is Evan Turner.
We're trying to get to the true essence of not just basketball, but life, and that means something, something, something.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
That level of understanding has been taken out of the game.
So, knowing the score is always important, but learning how to score efficiently is the best way to stay in the game for the long haul. We're talking about financially. So we talk about the best and most efficient scorers all the time. The Kevin Durants, the Juju Watkins of the world. And what real players do is be really efficient with how they're doing whatever they're mastering. And so we want to speak to that financially. And so ET and I came up with some questions we'll be discussing to help you all be more efficient financiers. But caveat, we are not financial managers and we are not subject to give you financial advice, but we hope you take it.
Yeah, but if the homies got something on they ain't supposed to have on, like as friends, we could be like, yo, you can't afford that. Like we're still in a group beef over that. Dudes that won't pay the bill that got on $30,000 watches. So
in saying that, ET, what are some of the basic strategies for handling money that we can learn and use right now today?
Yeah, I think one thing is setting a goal and knowing what your overhead is. I think I always use this in any situations like Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Like they say, like, know your enemy before you know yourself. But it's like now you got to know yourself just as much and focus on yourself and what level you're really trying to go to. So I think one thing that occurs, whether it be buying a house or trying to save up to invest in something, I think you need to start off by trying to get your monthly and overhead in order and start walking it down from there. Like, what would you do?
I think for most people, it's education piece to it. And so for me, it's studying some of the top savers. And there isn't a better meme, it is pretty funny, than the Bill Gates and Warren Buffett photo. And the meme is not a Gucci belt in sight.
Man, and we talked about this prior too, and it's like not a Gucci belt in sight, but they got a penthouse down on Fifth Ave with somebody staying there. Okay, so.
And so I think it's more about learning about all the financial instruments that are out there. And so even a CD, it may not get you as much interest as, say, everyone's looking for get rich quick schemes. There's no such thing as that. And even in the last year, I think you can get 5% just having a checking account, yeah. Which is, so making 5% is amazing. So just learning all the different vehicles to invest your money, compound interest. Warren Buffett always says is the ninth wonder in the world. Every wonders of the world there are, that one is the next one. Like, think about that. And if you really think about it, it's like there's all these beautiful things in the world that you must see. And Warren Buffett said, no, this is a must do. You must take your money, invest in it, and the interest you make off that money, put it right back into it and get more interest on that. And that's how you build your money. I shouldn't say as quickly as possible, but the longer you put your money in and keep putting your money in, the faster it will grow.
I'm in agreement with that. Where is a time where you took a step back and didn't splurge, but you walked it down?
I had this amazing thing that I wanted to buy for somebody's birthday in April, and I almost pulled the trigger. And then I thought, like, I think there's a great experience that could be had for a fraction of the cost of this. I don't think it's a smart purchase right now. So I got to call your guy in Chicago and tell him I'm not buying that watch for somebody else.
But that's real, bro, because when you're breaking it down, even the worst thing sometimes, it's not like financial literacy, but like to be aware of what's going on prior to. Like I might buy somebody a birthday gift and shit, they need mortgage. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like sometimes that type of stuff, and it's a running joke in a sense, but it's like in order to protect yourself in that sense, I used to just go up for Christmas and birthdays and be like, man, what are y'all? Are we not sitting here and I can get you something, I can get you a watch, and you literally.
True story. I think the habits. Our spending habits can get us into trouble, and just having discipline. Like, I think that is a very underrated skill set. It's just having the discipline to say no to things, because it's called FOMO. I had to explain that to one of the kids the other day, my 6-year-old. I'm like, it's FOMO. Like, you don't want to take a nap because you're afraid you're going to miss something. That's the only reason why you don't want to take a nap. But it's probably going to help you. It's going to benefit you in the long run. It's the same thing financially. It's like, I tell people all the time, it's like, we've probably seen 99% of the things that you can experience in life. And a good majority of them, we would look back and say, I could have totally did without that.
Yeah,
like, I rarely drive now. Like, I don't drive at all.
I thought that was one of the most responsible things I did. It's just like, I don't drive ever. I only have a 2015 Range Rover.
Yeah, my Tesla is like 2017. And people are like, what kind of car you drive? I'm like, I drive a Tesla. That's it? Like, yeah, it get me to where I need to go.
Yeah.
Efficiently.
That's real. When you were talking about habits earlier, I was saying, equating it to just being in a league, you don't get unless you put in. So like, when you're sitting there and it's like, all right, in the off season, you're not going to get crazy crossover unless you work on your crossover. And with saving and some of your money and stuff with the nest eggs of compound interest, it goes from being like one cool thing or trendy thing to being habitual, and your whole lifestyle starts becoming, hey man, like, I started looking at money in this sense of like, all right, bro, instead of buying a table at a club, now I can buy a building. Or now when you're sitting there, it's like, I can invest in a new show, get the bread back from that, or whatever it is. The do's and don'ts are the number one thing.
Yes. And that takes me to, we just speak on this a good amount, guns and butter. And we spoke about it was from the movie Baby Boy with Ving Rhames and Tyrese. And the guns was, you tell it better. What was guns and butter?
Like the shit, like, that don't matter. Like the cars, like
jewelry,
shoes, clothes.
Yeah.
Like the bullshit. They always say the bullshit that don't add up after you buy it. The butter, right. What's that? The art pieces, the real estate, like the
assets.
Things that appreciate with time.
Yeah. You know?
And I think when you just really harp on it, the compound interest, but the butter is just like, even when we compare it to a lead, it's like your go to, bruh. Like, you remember, we get under 5 seconds, we call out butter.
Right.
You go straight to your bag work. And when you want to call out butter, you just want to make sure your whole bag is filled. And I think sometimes one thing that occurs is just making sure you continue to network, making sure you continue to get outside your own zone, but be brave and courageous enough to invest in your future. I think a lot of things that occur, if people miss the boat because they're scared to pull the trigger and they be tree hugging. And it's like, yo, had you just saved 100 or 1,000 a month or whatever, 500 a month these past 6 months, you up 3,000.
Right.
Then from up there to be up 3,000, who knows what you can really dive into that next way. And I just think one thing that occurs, even if I'm not disciplined or whatever, I'm always like, man, let me lock in for 6 months and I see how much I can run it up.
I think some people, there's two parts of it. You have some folks who generally think, I don't have that much money, so what is it really to save $1,000? Like, what can I get with $1,000? And I always say it doesn't matter how small the amount is. It's going to continue to grow. And eventually an emergency is going to come up. And the other side of things is not caring what other people think, I think will solve a lot of problems in our lives.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Keep going. Not caring what other people think, but most importantly, just saying no. Or holding people accountable and being like, dog, I'm doing some of the stuff that occurs isn't really your problem. And then you sit there, you're like, so before we know it, where I'm hustling twice as hard for the sake of what? And it's like,
not someone's approval.
Somebody's approval. But at the same time, the result of not having somebody hold their end up and being like, no, this isn't my problem. This isn't my responsibility. Or we can't keep pitching from one well. Like, how am I going to protect myself?
Right.
If I'm giving it all to you and it's not in a selfish sense, economics in your circle.
That is another part. You should align yourself with like-minded individuals who are trying to build as well. Because now you're holding each other accountable. Now it can become a competition. Or there could be a means to an end. Like, what are we trying to build for? Should we do a project together? And it's like, should we get a real estate property? Or should we open up a commercial spot where we're selling something? Or open a business together? Because now you're reaching towards a goal. And when you're doing that, you're seeing how much money you need. How much money can you make down the line? And then you just sharpen the iron. And I think that is a big part of it that I hadn't really thought about. But being around like-minded individuals.
Okay. We can be straight, man. I think right there, in order to really finish off here, bro. Before we really, we're going to be on this literacy plan for a couple weeks. And I think the first start is obvious, but you can't go big time unless you do the little things. And I think the number one thing before you invest is making sure, like Dre's favorite line is take care of your mind, protect your mentals and protect your chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got that from the great Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, and right now we went over compound interest, and we'll hop in next week to really tell you what to do after you get that chicken, how to spread it. Pause.
What I want to do is build an exercise, and people always say, "How can you go broke if you make $30 million a year?" And we'll break that down very fast.
Shit, just do if you got a big crib, just look at the landscaping bill. Shit, that's when you landscape, you ain't broke, man. The mortgage per month is this, G. If you bro landscaping, you look at the landscaping bill. That bad boy hit for 8 or 9.
Yeah, I might. I don't want to tell his business, but I think it's Lionel Richie has a house at LACC. The golf course, Los Angeles Country Club, where they had the U.S. Open last year. And you probably could Google it. If you saw that landscaping, I'm pretty sure it's like 30 G's a month. Like, it's incredible.
And then when you sit there, it's even like bars landscaping or even just the homies. Like, hey, bro, save you up for a big tractor, G, and then start charging these people a bajillion dollars. And when you look at the landscape, you like, what?
Yeah.
The show landscape is crazy. High and sit on a lawnmower?
Where they keep your grass looking fresh.
For $10,000 a month, my name. That's 120 year flat. You know what I want? Like, I ain't. You know what I want when I have, like, 120? Everything. Straight up.
Point. Forward.
That's a wrap for another episode of Money Moves. Stay tuned for next week's segment, where we'll continue to demystify the world of investing and help you navigate the path to financial success. Don't forget to subscribe to Point Forward for more valuable tips and strategies.